Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Vocaster from Focusrite. The Vocaster is the easiest way to bring broadcast quality sound to your podcast. You can easily set recording levels, enhance your voice, connect your phone to record calls or stream to apps, connect your camera, and more. Discover the Vocaster today by going to focusrite.com. That's focusrite.com. We are also supported by Bring Birds Back from BirdNote. Bring Birds Back is a podcast hosted by Tanijah Hamilton about the joy of birds and the ways that humans can help them through simple, everyday actions. Listen to Bring Birds Back wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, welcome to the show. Ariel here. This is Feedback with Earbuds. You're here for some podcast recommendations, so let's get into it. Last week, our theme was a reflection on love in our modern era. Our curator was Chiara Santella, producer of the podcast Love Items. Her podcast picks were from Have You Heard George's Podcast, Moonface, Love Items, No Country for Young Women, and Modern Love. Thank you for curating that list for us, Chiara. You can find links to those episodes in our show notes. Now moving on to this week's theme, which is music for your 30s. Our curator is Paolo Grassini, creator and co-host of the podcast The Song Will Go On. In just a moment, you'll hear from Paolo about why he picked this theme and what episodes he chose. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, Taboo Science, a podcast that answers the questions you're not allowed to ask. After the spotlight pick, we've got our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show and send you off to listen to more podcasts. Now here's Paolo to tell you about this week's theme, Music for Your 30s.
Hey, hi there. My name is Paolo Grassini, and I run a boutique production company called Gigawatts, and it specializes in new media. Yeah, video and audio podcasts, of course, being one of them. And I'm also the producer and co-host of the show The Song Will Go On, and it's a podcast that does really funny and insightful deep dives into original songs created for movies. And my theme today is all about discovering new music in your 30s and beyond. And why music in your 30s and beyond? Because a while back, I read a study that the music streaming service Deezer conducted. And in that study, they found that for the most part, people stopped discovering new music at age 33. After that age, people apparently just continue to mostly listen to the music they discover in their teenage and early adult years. And they cited various reasons as to why people stop discovering new music, such as like nostalgia factor and the bond that we form with music of our youth. But also they said busy adult lives and the lack of time that we have to dedicate to discover new music. So if you struggle to find new music, then hey, I have some really good podcast recommendations that will help you in that fight. Switched on Pop by Vox Media. I generally really like everything Vox Media does, but specifically this podcast and the episode Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License is a full throttle power ballad. And I hear all the time people say, oh, they don't make them like they used to. Well, I think these two musicologists will prove you otherwise. In my opinion, understanding a work of art is key to appreciation. So these hosts, they just do an excellent job at fostering an appreciation for like today's current pop hits. Another great show is the podcast called Bandsplain. I'll recommend the Smashing Pumpkins Part 1 episode. This podcast is great because maybe, let's say you're vaguely familiar with some artists, like for example, Smashing Pumpkin, you might have heard their hits, but host Jessie Salig, she does such a great job at taking a deep dive into a band's music catalog. and often providing you with a deeper knowledge of an artist that you think you may already know, or you know a little bit, but you really want to know like the full story of it. I'll go ahead and recommend The Song Will Go On. It's a podcast that I produce and I'm the co-host along with my other host, Sophia Matano. If I have to recommend an episode, I'll say Weird Science by Ongo Boingo, because I just love that song. But the reason that we started the podcast is because the intersection of movies and music, they've really given us some truly jaw-dropping pop culture moments. So we strive to do really funny and insightful deep dives into original songs created for movies, and also just really examine the relationship and impact in pop culture. So if you like movies, music, and pop culture and the intersection, feel free to check us out. Another podcast I would really want to recommend is called No Skips with Jinx and Shea. And their episode, Bone Thugs and Harmony, is really, really one of my favorite just podcast episodes in general. What I love about this podcast is that it's part music appreciation, but also part comedy. Jinx and Shea are hilarious as they go over some of hip-hop's most iconic albums. Especially recommended to those unfamiliar with hip-hop, it's not one of my strongest genres either, but my appreciation for the genre really grew after hearing some of the episodes these guys produce, and it's so funny. Last but not least, you should definitely check out 60 Songs That Explain the 90s, hosted by Rob Harvilla from The Ringer. And an episode that I really, really love was Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. What's really great about the work Rob Harvilla does is that he covers, yes, essential 90s songs, but he does it in a way that only he can. His writing for the podcast is just superb. Doing deep dives that are filled with, yes, fascinating music history, but also just really funny, hilarious personal anecdotes. His monologues are just so entertaining. Could not recommend that podcast anymore. And we actually had him as a guest in The Song Will Go On, talking about Bon Jovi's Blaze of Glory. So I hope that this helps and energizes you in creating new connections with music that you're not familiar with, because music is a very important part of my life. And honestly, few things compare to just that high that you feel, you know, once you discover a new song or an album you just truly love and you can't stop listening to. So hopefully these podcasts will help you find something you truly, truly love. Thanks so much for Earbuds, and not just for having me on and allowing to have fun curating this list, but for all the podcasts I've discovered throughout their fabulous podcast recommendations. So again, thank you for listening, and I really do hope you find like your new favorite classic song.
Thank you to Paolo for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for taking the time to send in that voice clip. Paolo's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes where you can apply to be a curator, and you can learn more by going to earbuds.audio. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is also sponsored by Mecco. Mecco is the best new app for newsletter reading. Reading newsletters in the inbox can be frustrating, it can be noisy, and it's really easy to lose control of your subscriptions. But now you can enjoy your newsletters outside the inbox with Mecco, an app built for reading. Plus, it's completely free. Learn more at mecco.app. That's MECO.APP. Next, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation for you. This week, we're spotlighting Taboo Science. Here's the host, Ashley Hamer, to tell us more about it.
Hi, I'm Ashley Hamer, host and creator of Taboo Science. I'm so excited to be selected as the Spotlight pick for Earbuds this week. Taboo Science is a narrative-style podcast that answers the questions you're not allowed to ask. Things like, how am I going to die?
The trajectory that best describes the way that most of us are going to die is more like a series of waves that goes gradually downhill.
What makes a swear word?
The way that words become powerful is by the taboos against using them.
Am I the only one who doesn't like talking about money?
Whether it's sexual addiction, alcohol addiction, infidelity, they will talk much more about that much easier than they will about their money.
And what makes a person engage in necrophilia?
Some do it out of power, some do it out of anger, and some for possession.
In season 3, we're diving into addiction, asexuality, breastfeeding, and a whole lot more. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for the fiction podcast pairing. This week's list of podcast recommendations about music pairs well with It Makes a Sound. A cassette tape from 1992 has been found in a dusty attic in the Rosemary Hills golf course community, containing the only known recording of the first concert of Wim Pharos. Only Deirdre Gardner knows the extraordinary treasure this tape holds. Join her pursuit to restore what's missing, revive the voice of a generation, and stir her hometown back to life with the sound of music. A serial fiction musical podcast about what we remember and what we forget. Thank you to our friends at Realm Media for pairing a fiction podcast with each week's list of podcast recommendations from Earbuds. Learn more about Realm at realm.fm. Now let's close out this week's episode with some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell writes about 12 of the best queer podcasts to listen to during Pride. That's a recent Lifehacker article that she wrote, which we will link to in the show notes. Next, part gay history, part mystery, and part love story, the new podcast Resurrection dropped its first two episodes on June 5th. This rabbit hole podcast uncovers the extraordinary life of a forgotten playwright who died from HIV/AIDS in 1991. Writer, producer, and host Dane Stewart spent over 5 years researching Resurrection, which takes listeners on a journey through queer history as it was lived by one man and pieced together by another 30 years later. Next, My Worst Date podcast recently turned 5 years old, and earlier this month, hosts Keegan, Cassie, and Christina got choked up about their 5-year anniversary and then discussed the Robert De Niro and Al Pacino baby news at length. They went over bad date stories and their true crime segment, Tainted Love, with the story of Joy Ayler. You can listen to My Worst Date's 5th anniversary episode wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, we will link to it in the show notes. Also, on the Earbuds blog, we have an interview with Dane Cardiel on the founding of Good Tape, which is a new magazine for the podcast industry. That's what we've got for this week. Thank you for listening to Feedback with Earbuds. Hope you found something new to check out. And best of luck discovering new music if you are in your 30s and beyond. Make Paolo proud. Catch you next week. Happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DiComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.